So when I was in eighth grade, I was so excited because I was able to go to the gifted and talented camp. And so, you had to be chosen to be able to go. I wasn't in the gifted and talented class. I couldn't make it. I wasn't that smart. But for some reason, I got into the gifted and talented camps. And so the camp that I ended up choosing was about environmental sciences. And it was down in Chestertown at Washington College. And so I went down there. It was going to be 2 weeks. You ended up staying over the weekend and with these people. And we took all these different kinds of classes. So halfway through the first week, there is this guy who is amazing looking. He was so hot. He had like a bowl haircut, and it wasn't a bad looking bowl haircut. It was a good looking bowl haircut, and he had like little freckles on his cheeks, and he was just adorable, and I loved him. And so any chance I got to go near him, we talk or whatever, and then we were in one of our classes together, and we got to sit next to each other. And so we had to make things out of marshmallows and toothpicks, that whole deal, can you make this with marshmallows and toothpicks? Can it do this? Can it do that? Right. So he takes one of the marshmallows, right, and he ends up rubbing it against my thigh, on top of my thigh. Right? He runs it all the way down. He's looking at me, looking for my reaction. I'm going, I don't know how to react to this. I'm only eighth grader, right? but I smile and like I'm freaking out inside, not knowing what to do. And so when the weekend came, we didn't have any classes. And what do a bunch of eighth graders decide to do? We decided to play truth and dare, right? And so there was about five of us in one of our bedrooms, and we're going through playing truth or dare, and it was all pretty low key, and then all of a sudden, my wonderful friend that I made during that week, she was my roommate, and she goes, "Charlene, truth or dare," and like I'm trusting her, right? She won't make the dare that bad, right? Okay, dare. Dare, make a dare. She's like, "You need to be able to French kiss Justin." Now, Justin was the guy that I was madly in love with, right? And he looks at me. He's like, "Oh, okay, yeah, no problem at all." Okay, this is a person who maybe kissed a guy maybe once, and that was by mistake, right? And all of a sudden, I'm supposed to know how to French kiss this guy. And I don't know how to French kiss. All I know is that French kissing has to involve tongues, right? And so I'm thinking through, this is like, what I'm thinking through right here is like about 10 seconds long, right? All right, so if it's just the tongue, but do you use the lips or you not use the lips? Do I touch them when I'm trying to do this? Or I don't know. Okay, all right, so I know I'm supposed to close my eyes. So I close my eyes, and we're going in for each other, right? Well, all of a sudden, we bang our front teeth together because we thought it was no lips, just tongues. And we bang in hard, because we're both, we're trying to do, and he bit down on his tongue. And he ended up, screaming, not really, like, "Ah!" kind of thing. And my teeth are ringing, like they're like vibrating for how hard we hit our teeth. And all the friends in the room just start busting out laughing. And I look at them, I was like, "Well, how do you French kiss?" And they're like, "We don't know." We don't. I was like, okay, well, at least I'm among others that don't know. And that was my catastrophe. The first time I tried a French kiss just went all wrong. Yeah.